You're listening to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio.
This podcast is proud to be part of the Blueberry Network. That's blueberrywithnoes.com.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale, and thank you for downloading the Mystery Play Internet Radio podcast. And now, are you ready for
Scary Old Time Radio?
Classic old-time radio? Old-time radio still lives at pulpradioart.com with Quiet Please, the Thing on the Forble Board. Quiet Please, the Thing on the Forble Board is a pulp radio art graphic novel inspired and based on the 1948 horror radio play. Utilizing an edited abridged version of the original script with Clyde's hand and digital illustrations, these scary, exciting stories will spark your imagination. Quiet Please, the Thing on the Forble Board is a true keepsake for the old-time radio fan, available in printed copy or ebook at pulpradioart.com. That's pulpradioart.com.
The Mummers in the Little Theater of the Air.
Let me out of this room. Help! Can't you hear me calling? Where are you? Let me out of this room, I say. Do you want to drive me mad? Why have you locked me in here? Bruce, where are you? Come here and let me out of this room. Lenore. Oh, I've got to find her and you won't let me out of this room. Help! Oh, it's no use. I can't get out. No use. Locked in. Windows are locked. I can't get them open. No use. If I could get them open, it's too far to jump. Why am I locked in? Lenore. I hear you calling me, Lenore.
I need your help.
I hear you calling. I hear you. But they won't let me out of this room. I'm locked in. Someone let me out of this room. Let me out. Lenore is calling me. She needs me. Bruce, where are you? Let me out of here. I've got to help Lenore. Let me out of here. I'll break the door down. Let me out. Someone come and let me out. I've got to help.
I'll close this door so that his calling won't disturb us. There, that's better.
Is that your brother we hear calling?
Yes, Miss Dawson.
Oh.
You don't need to be frightened. If he sounds insane, it's because of the great calamity, the great shock that he's just had.
I understand, Mr. Judson.
I hope that you do, Miss Dawson. For upon your understanding of the case, will his recovery largely rest?
Yes, sir.
You've brought your credentials with you?
Yes, sir.
May I see them?
They're right here in my purse. Just a minute, I'll find them. Yes, here, Mr. Judson.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mrs. Wright. Miss Marion Dawson, registered nurse. And a letter of recommendation from Dr. Simmons.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I think you'll do very nicely. You look very capable and professional.
Thank you, sir.
Did Dr. Simmons explain anything about the case to you?
Well, not very much, Mr. Judson. He only said that your brother was suffering from shock and that
That's all right. I'll explain the case to you.
Yes, sir.
Before I take you up to his room... Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't been very thoughtful. Won't you remove your hat and coat?
Thank you.
Here, let me help you. Ah. Well, you look even more professional. There's something about a white uniform that does give a person prestige.
I came dressed to go on duty immediately. Dr. Simmons said that you'd want me to.
You did quite right. Now, sit down, won't you?
Thank you.
Now, Miss Dawson, it's my only blood relation living that you heard calling for help from upstairs. My brother, whose life I value more than mine.
Yes, sir.
Last night, we buried his wife.
Oh.
He'd only been married to her a month.
How tragic.
Well, death is not always tragedy, but this death happened to be. For Lenore was not only young, but beautiful. My brother and I were traveling when we met her 6 weeks ago.
Oh?
A young girl, without family, but a charming girl nevertheless. Arlo fell desperately in love with her. In 2 weeks, they were married. We returned to our country estate here. A week later, she was taken ill. Last night, we buried her.
It's awful, isn't it? Well, no wonder your poor brother's mind is deranged.
You have not heard all the tragedy yet. She suffered from a strange malady. Because of it, my brother was not allowed to see her from the hour she was taken ill.
I see.
I could not have my brother's life endangered.
Naturally not.
We allowed no one to see her. Dr. Simmons attended her. When she died, we buried her without ceremony and immediately. I didn't allow even a servant to come in contact with some strange disease which might sweep us all to death.
But you?
Yes, yes, I cared for her. The hours of my life may be counted right now.
Oh.
As well as those of Dr. Simmons. But that doesn't matter. It's my brother Arnold with whom I'm concerned. That's why I've called you in to care for him.
Yes, sir.
And this is the point that you must understand. My brother Arnold doesn't realize that Lenore is dead and buried.
That's not unusual, sir. Many people are like that about death. They won't accept it or believe it.
I've had to lock him in his room, bolt down the windows, to keep him from rushing out to find her.
Perhaps if he'd seen her dead, sir,
well, you forget. She died of some strange malady. That was impossible.
Yes, yes, of course.
The worst part of it is that he keeps thinking he hears her calling to him. Claims that he hears her voice.
Oh.
That's why he wants to get out of his room and go to her. That's why you'll have to watch over him carefully. Don't allow him out of your sight. Humor him, but guard him carefully. Remember, my brother's life and sanity may depend upon the good care you give him.
I'll do my best, Mr. Judson.
I'm sure you will. You realize that I love my brother. You'll be well paid for your services on this assignment, Miss Dawson. All I ask is that you carry out my orders explicitly. Don't let him out of his room or out of your sight. Now I'll take you up to him. If you'll just come along this way.
Open this door.
It will be your duty to get him to quiet down. Keep him from pounding on this door.
Yes, sir.
I presume that Dr. Simmons suggested that you give him sedatives.
I'll get him quiet, sir.
Open the door. If you don't open it this minute, I'll smash the windows. I'll jump to the ground. Let me out.
I'll unlock the door now. I'm going to unlock the door now, Arnold. Get away from the door.
Let me out. I've got to go to the Lord.
Now, step back, Arnold.
Bruce, where is she? She's been calling to me. Why did you lock that door? Let me go to her.
Go lie down on your bed, Arnold.
No, never. Don't you understand? Lenora's been calling for me. She needs me.
Come now, lie down.
Won't you lie down and rest, sir?
Who is she?
Well, this is Miss Dawson, Arnold. She's come to care for you till you're well again.
I'm not ill. It isn't I, it's Lenora. And you won't let me go to her. Bruce, why are you doing this? Unlock the door and let me go to her.
There now, it's all right. Everything's all right. Miss Dawson will care for you. You'll get a good rest. And when you wake up, you'll feel a lot better.
Your brother's right.
I'll leave you now. It's 8 o'clock. I'll have your dinner served in here immediately. If you need me for anything, I'll be down in the library until near 11 o'clock. Then I'll retire.
Yes, sir.
My room is the fourth one down on the right. Call for me if you need me during the night.
I will, Mr. Judson.
Wait a minute. Don't go, Bruce. Tell me where Lenora is. What is it that's wrong? Why can't I see her? Why have you locked me in here?
I've tried to tell you, Arnold. You won't believe me. Perhaps Miss Dawson can explain after I leave. Ring this buzzer if you need to get out of the room. You understand, Miss Dawson? Now get away. Get away from the door, Arnold.
What? He's locking the door again. He's locking us in.
He knows what's best. Now come lie on your bed.
No.
I'm going to give you something so that you can rest.
What's wrong with Lenora?
Lie down on your bed and I'll tell you.
She's ill, and they won't let me see her.
Here. I want you to take some of these tablets.
I won't take any medicine.
I'll get a glass of water.
I tell you, I won't take anything that will make me sleep. Lenora is calling to me. She needs me.
Now take these, please. They won't make you sleep. They'll just calm your nerves. Take them and, well, I'll tell you about Lenore.
Have you seen her? What is it that's wrong?
Take these tablets first.
All right.
There. That's it.
Are you here in the house to take care of her? What's wrong?
Lie down now. There, that's better.
You promised to tell me.
Close your eyes. I'm going to turn off the light so that you can rest.
Answer me.
Don't you understand? Your wife was very ill. She suffered from a disease that was contagious. Your brother couldn't let you see her. But now she's out of her pain. You see...
No, she's not dead. I know she's not dead.
It's hard to believe, I know.
She's not dead, I know that.
Arnold.
Listen.
Arnold.
You hear that? You hear that?
No, sir. I hear nothing.
You must hear it. It's Lenora. She's calling to me. All day she's called to me. All last night, all the hours of the night, she's called to me. She's calling now. Can't you hear her? She's still in this house. She's not dead. She's in this house and she's calling to me. Calling to me.
Right here beside your bed.
What's happened?
You've been asleep.
Asleep? How long?
It's nearly midnight. You've been sleeping since I first came into the room.
You gave me medicine. You forced me to sleep.
You needed the rest.
Where's my brother?
He's retired, sir. The whole house is quiet. If you'd like me to get you something to eat,
no,
I'll...
But I've got to get out of here. What's that? Listen. What was that?
It sounded like someone at the door.
It is. Open the door. It may be Lenora. I don't hear her calling, but it may be her.
It can't be her. But I'll see who it is. Who's there?
Unlock the door.
I have to ring for your brother if I want the door unlocked. I have no key. Who's there?
Who's outside the door? Is it you, Lenore? Why don't you answer?
I guess we must have been mistaken. There's no one outside the door.
Someone knocked at the door.
I think we must have been mistaken.
Listen. There is someone outside. What? They're tapping on the door again.
It does sound like it. But when I called, there was no one there.
Look.
Yes, I am.
Doesn't it seem to you as if the door was slowly opening?
Yes, it is.
It's like it was opening all by itself.
But the door is locked.
Well, that may be, but that door is opening all by itself.
How can it be?
Oh. Look. Standing in the doorway, it's Lenore.
Oh, great heavens.
Lenore, you're not dead. You're here. They told me you were dead. Lenore, she's leaving again. Where are you going? Wait. She vanished.
Oh.
She just vanished, but now look. She's standing at the head of the stairs. She's waiting for me to follow her. Lenore, I'm coming. I see you.
Stop! Oh, Mr. Judson, help! Come here quickly. He's gotten out of the room. Oh, Mr. Judson, please come quickly. Oh, heavens.
What is it, Miss Dawson? Well, what is it?
Oh, Mr. Judson, he's gone down the stairs.
What?
Are you sure, sir, that Lenore is dead?
Of course I'm sure. What are you talking about?
I don't know, sir, but a woman dressed all in white just stood in the doorway of your brother's room. She moved down the hall, and now he's gone to follow her. He said it was Lenore.
Hurry, stop him. Don't let him get away. It can't be Lenore. She's dead. Hurry, we've got to get Arnold back to his room.
The room. Eh? The hermit will tell you before the night is done.
Now, the hermit again.
Follows a figure dressed all in white that beckons him out of the house. Nurse Dawson and Mr. Judson follow after him.
Wait for me, Lenore. Where are you going? Wait for me. Wait for me. Lenore, I'm coming. I'm coming, Lenore. Wait for
Hurry.
Me.
Come on. Hurry. Come on. There he is. Up ahead of us. I see him.
Yes. I see him, too.
Arnold! Stop. Wait a minute. Wait for us.
He's running faster.
Why did you ever let him get out of the room?
I couldn't help it. The door opened. I don't know how. She was standing there.
Have you gone out of your mind? How could a door open by itself? And who could be standing in the doorway?
He said it was Lenore.
Nonsense. Arnold, wait for us. Wait. I don't see him now. Where's he gone?
He turned down that side road, sir. Just now.
He's liable to get out on the highway and be killed. We've got to stop him.
This way. He went this way.
Yeah. I see him now. Arnold, stop where you are. We're coming.
Lenore.
You must come back to the house, Arnold.
She disappeared.
You didn't see anyone, Arnold?
Yes, I did. I saw Lenore. Ask the nurse, she knows. Lenore stood in the doorway of my room. She beckoned me to follow her all the way down the road. Now she's vanished here in the park somewhere.
Don't you realize, Arnold, that Lenore is dead? She couldn't have stood in your doorway. She couldn't have beckoned you out of the house. She's dead.
She wouldn't speak to me. She just waved for me to follow her. And now she's gone.
We must get my brother back to the house, Miss Dawson.
Yes, sir.
Now, come, Arnold. We're going home now.
We'll take you home now, Arnold. You and I must have been mistaken. We didn't see anyone.
No. We were not mistaken. For look. Look. Up ahead of us. It's Lenore. There she is again. Great heaven. I see you. Wait for me. I'm coming.
Stop him. Stop him. We've got to stop him.
We can never catch him this time. He's running so fast.
No. He mustn't go that way. No. No!
Arnold! Arnold, wait for us! Wait! Look, Mr. Judson. Look where he's going!
I see him. He can't go that way. No! Arnold, stop! You can't go there! No! We've got to stop him. He can't go there. We must stop him.
Wait, let go of me. Let go of me. You can't stop me now.
I'll not let you go in that vault.
Let go of my arm, Bruce. You can't stop me. Lenore went in there.
I'm trying to save you for your own good, for the sake of the sanity of your mind. Your wife lies in her coffin in that vault. You couldn't have seen her. She didn't beckon you to come here. It's just a trick of your mind.
I'm going into this vault.
You can't go inside. She died of a contagious disease. You may get it too, Arnold.
Nothing can stop me now. I'm going inside. Lenore. Where are you, Lenore?
Come back out there. You'll only find her lying in there dead.
We'd better follow him. He's likely to faint when he sees her.
Arnold, come out here.
Look. Look. Lenore.
You see, she is dead. What did I tell you? Now come away.
Oh, look. She's on the floor of the vault.
Come away from here.
I found her here on the floor of the vault.
She's dead.
She's dead now. But she wasn't dead when you brought her here. No. My brother knows that. You know that, Bruce Judson.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. You buried her alive.
Now you're insane.
Insane, am I? You know I found you out.
Because you find her body on the floor, you think I buried her alive? Why, the coffin tipped over, that's all.
You buried her alive. She got out of the coffin, but she couldn't get out of the vault. Only her spirit could do that. I heard her voice before she really died down in here, calling me.
She called to me. But you locked me in my room. And then her spirit came to me tonight to tell me what had happened. Oh, Lenore. Lenore.
Terrible thing. You did that to your brother and that woman.
What if I did? What if I did do it? She's dead now, isn't she? Forever. She fell in love with Arnold, not me. Now she's dead. Forever. Sure, I planned it, plotted it. It worked out. The medicine I gave her made her sleep the sleep of death. And we buried her alive. We buried her alive. Buried her alive.
Thank you.
and the brother who had planned such a heinous crime will live in a world of mad darkness from now on. The compensation for his crime. Turn on your lights. Turn them on. I'll be back. Pleasant dreams.
Characters, places, and occurrences mentioned in the Hermit's Cave are fictitious, and similarity to persons, places, or occurrences is purely accidental.